Actually, I would suggest that almost the entire year of 1975 might go down in history as one hell of a year for UFO cases.
Was it a flap year?
It was a significant flap year. It was a major year. It's on level with 1947 and 1952 and 1966. It's huge. And what's interesting to me is how little attention it gets. I mean, it gets some attention among researchers, but I think generally speaking, with the wider public, it doesn't seem to have much cachet. There's not a lot of people who know about it. But here's what you get in that year. You get the first major wave of what we would call triangular craft that appeared. This is over North Carolina for a little over a week in April of that year. We start getting a major upsurge of the animal mutilation phenomenon that year. We get a major event of airspace violations of U.S. bases along the northern border and into Canada that to this day are not explained. There's quite a lot of those. And we get a couple of very spectacular abduction cases. I think the most notable was the Travis Walton case, but there were some others that were actually just as interesting that got very little attention. But here's one case. It May 3rd, 1975, I actually call this a forgotten day in my book. It was a case that took place in Mexico, and there was a young pilot named Carlos de los Santos flying a small Piper aircraft. He was working on getting all of his certifications in order. Was surrounded, and this was actually confirmed by the traffic controllers who were tracking him, by three dome-shaped disc objects, one in front of him and two others on each of it near his wingtips.
Amazing.
His controls failed. He felt his aircraft being pulled or lifted, he said, and then the objects departed. Two of them made very, very strong, high-speed, sharp turns that were observed by the air traffic controllers. And in fact, one of the objects struck the bottom of his plane and left dents and scratches. The case was investigated by MUFON, APRO, CUFOS. These were the major organizations at the time. J. Allen Hynek went down there to investigate personally. Walter Andres, longtime leader of MUFON, went down personally to look at the case. They all found this young man to be very credible. And on the very same day, in the same part of the world, but in Texas now, a craft very similar in description interfered with the operation of a truck out by San Antonio. And according to this driver, a domed disc appeared, directed a spotlight down on him. This is in the evening on the same day. Somehow nearly knocked his truck off the road, he said. When it hovered over his truck, he said the light became a very intense red and his truck lights and engine died. And he said he saw through a kind of dome non-human beings. So now, you know, this is either a couple of people just having a really interesting day
and very creative, you know.
Yeah, but the thing that struck me when I looked at these two cases is that the description of the object was essentially identical, except in one case there were three, in another case there was one. They were actually very close to each other geographically. I don't really know what this was, but I do know that the De Los Santos case in Mexico received a lot of serious attention, and then was kind of just forgotten for the most part.
Yeah, why did they simply fade away?
Well, they very seldom get mainstream press attention, for one. You know, my very good friend Terry Hansen, who wrote, I think, an excellent book on media involvement in the UFO phenomenon, he called it The Missing Times, I think rightly pointed out that what you find are media choke points traditionally with this. So that, in other words, with a lot of UFO cases, you would find that they would get local newspapers that would cover it. But you very seldom would get those stories picked up by Reuters or Associated Press. And so they would essentially remain as local accounts, get a little bit of play among researchers, and then simply fade away. And this is one of those cases. It's a fascinating case, and there were just so many. When I went through my research in this, another thing that struck me were the number of military cases that I really hadn't known much about. A lot of them did not take place in the United States. South America was very big. Peru had a fascinating encounter in 1980 with two successive days of fighter bomber aircraft attempting to intercept a UFO that was right next to the base.